Bible Translation Ministry needs your help following Typhoon Haiyan. Pastors are being honored by a U.S.-based ministry, and it's Thanksgiving Day in the United States. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While it's been nearly 3 weeks since Typhoon Haiyan struck with incredible force in the Philippines, ministries continue counting the cost of the super typhoon. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith says the ministry was affected.
It directly impacted one Bible translation team in the major city of Tacloban. They've lost their offices, they've lost their homes, they've lost all the equipment related to it, and even some personal savings. These team members have lost everything. The great thing that we praise God for is no loss of lives.
They had backup, so nothing was lost. In the meantime, Smith says this catastrophic event is giving Christians a unique opportunity to share Jesus.
In many parts of the world, that kind of supernatural devastation can only be interpreted and understood as an act of God. And so what it does is it positions people to ask the questions about their relationship with God.
Wycliffe is raising $50,000 initially to help rebuild homes, office, and equipment. Next, it's Thanksgiving Day in the United States, a national holiday. Most businesses are closed. Well, at least they used to be closed. But it's still a time of thanking God for the blessings He's given us. This year, we asked some of our partners to tell us what they're thankful for this year. We start with David Shibley at Global Advance.
I'm very grateful for men who literally stand in the gap for the gospel in nation after nation. There is a marked spike in the numbers of pastors who are leaving ministry, both in the United States but also around the world. In our training events, up to 20% of the pastoral leaders who are attending have said in so many words that if God didn't do something at that particular conference, that they were prepared to leave the ministry. So there is an enormous amount of discouragement and incredible pressure. So I honor the wonderful servants of Christ, hidden heroes.
Next, we caught up with Mark Lewis of EFCA Reach Global. He and his family are amazed by God's provision.
We as a family are just grateful for the privilege that God has given us to be able to serve Him in such a unique way in this mission field that follows Christ. It's just seeing the hand of God lead and guide us through so many difficult circumstances. We just experienced the miraculous provision of God as we were just doing our assessments in the Philippines. And it's just a reminder of how great and immense our God is and how intimately personal He is and invested in the details of our lives and the favor that He shows on us. You know, our family has just been marveling at that, especially in the last few days, but no more timely time to do that than here at Thanksgiving.
And we close with SOAR International Ministries' Greg Mangione. SOAR ministers in Russia, providing for the needs of orphans and gearing up for Winter Olympic outreach in Sochi in February.
I'm just thankful to be a part of this ministry, frankly. I'm always grateful for how the Lord brought me here, and whatever small part I can play in reaching the people of Russia. And my wife is Russian, and my children are dual citizens. You know, Russia has really become more than just my mission field, but part of my home, too.
Find more about each of these ministries at our website. Yes, even on Thanksgiving Day, even though no one's in the office. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount.
Do you hear what I hear?
It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
So lift up your voice and sing out His praise. It's Christmas.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.